Then you'll offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
It's going to make you jump out of a window and rape white women.
Desi.
I was drunk. God, leave me alone.
Robert.
And we went out and I received some oral attention.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM, Channel 1.
Ah, the bottles of beer. Nice Los Angeles night. God, it's good to see you guys. It's a...
What's going on, Dusty?
Good to see you, man. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
It always seems like forever. We say that every single
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
It seems like I haven't seen you in forever.
I'm fucking high right now.
Are you really?
Yeah. I've been smoking all day, man.
I didn't eat no edible today before the show, so I'm actually here.
Oh, you're lucid.
I am coherent for the time being.
Good, good, because a couple shows ago you were kind of faded.
Because I ate that stupid hash right before I went over to do the show.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I get there, I'm fucking blown out of my mind.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking like, OMG, like, I can't fucking talk. I can't read. I can't even fucking drive home. I'm going to have to sleep here tonight. I'm like, fuck, I want to go home.
As long as you bring one of your lesbian friends. We're good.
Oh, I was trying to bring a few tonight, but damn, they canceled. But it's all good. We'll
anytime.
See them probably Thursday.
Well, we got a house full of people. Let's do an introduction of who we have here, because we have some pretty special guests here. We got TC Islam,
aka T Frequency, in the motherfucking building.
Tell him.
Can you turn my mic up?
Tell him.
Like a trash tire on my nuts or something.
There he goes.
I got big balls, man.
Oh, I saw him through the jeans.
All I know, man. Sam Phillips, one of the owners of Hot Talk LA, say,
yeah.
Hey, you know, you're on Long Beach, you know what I mean? Boom, you're RFM, you know what I'm saying? The Odd Show. I'm like, you know, we're cross-marketing. You know, you guys are sister station.
Exactly.
And, you know, and like, at the end of the day, I like the part about, like, they want to go fuck a white girl. You know what I'm saying?
So you, I like white girls too. I mean, is that what you're talking
I
about?
I love all girls.
Okay,
man,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Growing up in LA, I grew up, you gotta.
My
like
cock
it.
Is global, dog. You know what I mean?
Nope.
I got Armenian graffiti on the side of my cock says, Jashinka was here in 94 or some shit like that.
No color lines. Becky.
Color lines. Ain't no color gonna fucking.
No color lines at all, man. My dick is.
But I just want to say, yo, thank you for having Hip Step Lounge. We got my man, Engineer DJ Dash.
Yeah, yeah. Introduce everybody's here. First, tell them where you got your own show on Hot Talk LA, right?
Yes, I do. My own hot show.
Your own hot show. What's it called?
The Hip Step Lounge.
There you go. Introduce your people.
Log on, click on, step on in. My show is all about music, fashion, art, global culture, a little bit of politics, and some side splitting. Did he fucking ask me that shit? Yes, I did. Show was hosted by my other co-host, my brother, Baby Africa, Baby Bam,
uh-huh.
of the almighty legendary Jungle Brothers.
Yes. Legendary East Coast
right,
pop group.
That's right. Yeah.
Legendary.
No pictures, please. Hurts my eyes. I got my man, Engineer DJ Dabs, you know what I'm saying, on Coast to Coast Mixtape DJ.
Yeah.
Stop, man. I heard the eyes, man. No, come on, stop with the flash.
You're just
man.
Too popular, man. You're too popular.
No. Next to him with a beer in his hand, as always.
MGD.
Is my chief minister of my company, Hipster Massive LLC, is Brandon. You know what I'm saying? He in the building.
What's up, Brandon?
Yo, he like the cameras. Light. He like the cameras. Ya? Take him, y'all. Take him.
Watch it.
And sitting next to me is... You know, every time I do a show, it's like always a beautiful sister with me, man.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I don't want people to think I'm a pimp out there, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, because they always got a woman with them. But women are behind every strong king is a
exactly.
strong woman.
I agree.
Because the woman is the backbone. So if you see any of your sisters with me, they're definitely the backbone of my show,
uh-huh.
my business,
yeah.
My life. So I would like for her to introduce herself because I feel like women, where I come from, New York City, women can introduce themselves. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
What's up?
Like I was saying. No, I'm saying.
Now. Peace.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Melly Jane.
And as I was corrected, it's not Mary Jane. It's Melly Jane.
But that sounds good, though.
I like that
Melly
better,
Jane.
Actually. Yeah.
It rolls off your tongue good, though.
She makes these, like, fruity pebble Marshmallow Treats dog. Uh-huh. That's cannabis. I had one of them last night. Yo, oh, my dude. You know, you like,
man.
All dudes, you know.
Like Fruity Pebbles.
Well, ladies. Exactly. We like.
What'd you say, man?
Yo, before you seen a little bite that was on the corner of it.
Oh, you did that.
That was me. Brandon did it. I was like, you know, I'll take a little bite of this real quick before I go to bed.
Yeah,
like,
I knew it had to be somebody that put it in.
Yeah, so Brandon got you, man.
Cat's going to tell me it's a motherfucking poltergeist.
Because we like, we love our edibles, don't we,
Oddcast? But I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, man, you know.
What you say, Melly? Hold on, Melly.
You should have brought some.
Melly's not done talking, man.
Not before work. Screw work. I'm talking to you.
No, at work. Give them to your boss. Uh-huh. Hey, it'll make your day.
Hey, my job will buy your shit.
Exactly. Yeah, she works at a dispensary.
Yo, if your job will buy her shit, I'll drink your bath water.
Wait, you're going to have to.
It will buy your shit, I guarantee.
Yeah, nah, you get all types of shit on you.
You're going to have to let me test it first, and then I'll let them know.
Oh, yeah, we got to test it first. That's what all vendors do.
Ebola.
What'd you say?
Melly,
what'd you say, Melly?
I'm sorry for the hospitality. I should have brought my edibles.
It's next time.
I should have brought my samples.
Next time. Next time. We forgive you this time, but next time.
Next time we're going to kick your ass.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We have
to. You're going to get me all fucked up before the show.
It's a must. It's
like,
a
can't
must.
I can't read. I'm like,
but yeah, man. And also, big up to the rest of my cast, you know, Fawn, Mickey, Flair. You know, I think I have the biggest cast on Hot Talk, man. Like, they think I'm a gang or some shit like that.
They probably get scared when you roll in, huh?
Nah, man, they love me, man. My show is love, man. Because see, I'm also a psych major, and you know, the true test of any human being is when you've lost everything in life, and you can still step to your purpose, and as an entertainer, still step before the world.
Very
and,
true.
And be who you have to be. At the end of the day. I have nothing. When I say that, my love deals with the highest frequency of love. Come on my fucking show, piss the fuck off. Listen to my show, mad. Listen to my show, depressed. Listen to my show, sad.
Damn.
Guess what? After you listen to my show, you'll go, you know what? I'm about to step my shit the fuck up. I'm a hip stepper.
I like that. I like that.
Get up off your ass. Get out and get something.
I like that, dude. That's
you can hate
perfect.
My show, but at the end of the day, if your girl, when she see my webcast, she gonna be like, girl, you know, you my man. Don't hate on him. He fine as a motherfucker. And he in Hollywood having fun. You know what I'm saying? And my whole cast look good. You know, bigger than Jackie Brown with the Rack of Doom.
Jack, as in the Foxy Brown?
No. The Mexican sister Jackie Brown. You know what I'm saying? Who's like a carbon copy of the original Jackie Brown.
Okay.
You know what
I'm saying? Okay.
You know, we call it Jackie Brown because our Mexican people is like, you know, blacks and the
yeah,
browns.
Oh, we love, yeah, family. Gotta connect, you know, gotta connect.
Because Governor Pico, shit, we've been Governor Pico. He was black as a motherfucker, you know?
Governor Villa Retardo, you mean?
No, the original Governor Pico, man. Oh, matter of fact, let me drop something on your show, man. I didn't just find out, but since I'm in California.
Give it to me.
The reason why California is going through all this fucked up shit is because the guys have to understand, B, that this is a woman's state. This is woman's land. This land was started, was protected and by Queen Calafia.
Calafia.
Queen Calafia.
I'll tell you, I know why.
That's what they call it, California. She was Moorish Queen Calafia.
Okay.
And me, I may talk African American, but I'm East Coast Cherokee. You dig?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So I can tell by the hair.
We call, right, well,
I got that right off the top.
If I drop my jaws, you can tell by the ass, too. You know what I'm saying? The Africans got the cocks, and the red man got the ass. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think Columbus came over here and brought us back to Spain. And shit. Yeah, twisted. But yo, that's all the hip step now show.
California's in trouble because we elected a damn action figure.
Don't feel bad.
Give it to me. What?
Do not feel bad. We New Yorkers elected a blind governor. New Jersey
elected a dead governor, dog. That's even worse. So yeah.
How did that happen?
Years ago. Yeah, he died like a week before the ballot, but he still had more.
You know, I'm gonna say something, man. You know, I really don't understand, man, that if you are like from Austria and you've been in movies such as Pumping Iron, you've been around English talking people for years, you've been in movies, you sign autographs, you talk to people that talk proper English, you're the governor of California, why the fuck you can't say look right?
It's like California, cauliflower, calculator,
What is that?
That's fucking Governor Schwarzenegger, calculator,
saying Governor,
come with me if you want to live.
Saying Governor, mouthful of cum if you ask me.
But for reals, you know, it's
Governor dick in your mouth.
No, I know, I know.
I did a Matt TV impression of him.
Governor, I have Governor dick in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Got dick in my mouth.
You do that real good. You do that like.
For real, right? She sounds straight. Like, I told you, that's my favorite fucking thing, dude.
She's
good at the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's my wife? What's his wife's name again?
Maria Shriver.
Maria Shriver.
Yeah. You can't even say your own wife's
I'm
name.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can't say that. We have some black people in the house.
What?
You can't say Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
Yo, say Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
Because guess what? Guess what?
You know what? I'm sorry. But niggas is my language. I don't mean it like getting a racist.
Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? The suburban white boy is America's wigger. So say nigga all you want. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Guess what? I don't mean it no racist.
The word nigga. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
Yeah, I tell my friends, like, what's up, nigga?
No, guess what? Guess what?
I call my friend Niggy. I'm like, what's up, Niggy?
Check this out.
She's not even black.
Check this out. The word nigga means ignorant motherfucker. You have to be a really lazy, ignorant person to enslave your own white people over here in America 150 years before the African slaves were
brought over
here.
So who's the ultimate nigga?
You dig? So the one who enslaved the original indentured servants over here
is Brandon.
And sitting up there talking about...
That was not me, just so you know.
You dig? Now, Brandon.
I see where you're going.
Brandon's
one. He's one of the good ones.
Now, he's one of Davy Crockett, like raccoon cat. He was like, he's the one that would come to, like, Chief Slap-A-Hole. Like, I'm Chief Slap-A-Hole. Right? He'd be like, Chief Slap-A-Hole. What do you want?
I've been a bad bitch. You ain't fucking with me, and she don't care because I'm going to win anyway. So, put him on the line.
Tell him. Line him up. He'll knock him down.
And he would say to Chief Slap-A-Hole, white eye want to come live on your land, Chief Slap-A-Hole. And Chief Slap-A-Hole wife. Poke a hot ass. She would say, oh no, he just want to fuck our daughter Poke a Heine.
I want to,
you know what I'm saying?
I think I've seen that porn.
I jacked off to the Disney Poke. Never mind, on to the next.
Oh goodness, so, gracious.
Anyway, I jacked
off the Chitara and Thundercat.
So we see. Oh shit, she was bad. Right, I always wanted to be Panther. Who did you want to be?
Panther, son.
Panther was always the
Panther.
Yeah,
would whoop your ass.
Yeah.
I didn't like Lion or.
Yo, if Panther came looking for you, you had problems.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. For anybody who's under 30, that's Thundercats.
I like
Thundercats, but I must have a bad memory because I remember Lionel and the two cats on the surfboards flying in the sky, but I don't remember Panther. Who was that?
Panther was the blue guy. Yeah, he was the black guy.
The black guy that held the whole shit.
He was a blue gargoyle.
Yeah.
I must have done too much LSD. I can't even remember that.
Now, he's a panther. He was a black panther.
A black panther. Okay.
Panther.
Technically blue, but.
Who drove the tank. Did all this shit, had the nunchucks, and saved everybody ass on Lionel got beat up by Mumro.
You wanna know the trippy part? Panthro was done by a white dude.
Exactly.
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
Exactly. I'm disagreeing with
you. Did you know
Panthro
was afraid of bats? Did you know that?
Exactly.
So real talk.
Your mother does granny porn. Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh no.
That was great.
My boy just said your granny on Granny Bangers.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
13.
It just sounds real. It just sounds like something we say in radio. Exactly.
Like cause you're doing
you
other shit.
You disagree. Like, even though you know what the fuck they're saying, you disagree. Oh, yeah. Like, okay, yeah, sure. I'm not gonna debate about
it. Hey, is it time for news? Exactly.
There we go.
Hey-o. Straight to your face, really raw, really uncut. Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now for the news.
So, apparently, somebody's celebrating a very special birthday.
Really? Who's that?
Something that me with ADD and growing up and not. I hated this toy. But Etch-A-Sketch celebrates its 50th anniversary.
Etch-A-Sketch. Can it make circles on that shit?
Yeah, yeah. That's all I could do.
You can if you're smart enough.
Yes, you can.
Wait, hold on.
And triangles.
Triangles and circles. So, Rob, yeah.
And octagons.
A retarded circle, though. Like a.
If you're like a kid, you have no fucking time. And you're
you can't say that.
You
can't really say that because I grew up in the hood.
Uh-huh.
And we had Etch-A-Sketches.
I did.
And,
yeah. I played with them, but I mean, come on.
And in like on the East Coast, I mean, we got down with the Etch-A-Sketch, you know, doing the graffiti. With our names and all that, you know what I'm saying?
What did you write?
I really didn't write shit. I always wrote middle fingers.
You know? Okay.
Etch-A-Sketch, middle square, middle finger.
No, I'm talking. What did you write on the wall? What was your name?
TC Love.
TC Love. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
TC Love. Man. TCL. But I wasn't writing long, you know what I mean? Because I saw, like, I was a DJ and like, a MC.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I've been making records as far as rap records, man. You know, I started making my first, I made my first record in 1985. I'm one of the youngest rappers in the tri-state back then, you know what I'm saying, to come out back then. During the early 90s, my whole career transcended and developed into, went deeper into the electronic scene. So I'm also the world's first and America's first jungle drum and bass recording artist to the UK in 2004, UK Breakbeat Award writer for my man DJ Crafty Cuts. And also the label Jungle Sky Records, where America's first jungle electronic label. And my brother's DJ Soul Slinger,
uh-huh.
Liquid Sky, is the emperor of the rave scene that came from New York.
I want to get into all that later. I want to get into all that later. But let's continue with the news, and I want to get, because you got a very interesting background. We haven't even touched
the porn side.
For everybody.
You know, plus, you know, I'm the first male to actually be a legal lesbian. I'm legally as a lesbian.
You have your papers?
It's coming. It's coming, brother.
What you got,
Desi? My lawyer's on top of that. But yo, to the news.
To the news. What you got, Desi? Go for it, baby.
I got a fucking Phillies puker gets jail.
Phillies what?
Phillies guy, you know, a baseball player, uh-huh. You know, Phillies. You know, uh-huh. Whatever. Anyway,
Phillies puker?
Phillies puker gets jail time. Basically, if somebody who's a Phillies fan of the team gets jail time for puking on somebody.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So it says Matthew Clymans plead guilty to deliberately puking on a man and his 11-year-old daughter on a Phillies game earlier this year.
Oh, I kick his ass.
Apparently this is unacceptable in Philadelphia because Clymans has been sentenced to 3 months in jail. Even better, he also has to do 50 hours of community service, cleaning bathrooms and emptying the trash cans of the scene of his crime, Citizens Bank Ballpark.
You know what would happen if you did that at a Dodger game?
You get fucking shot after the fucking
you get
game.
Your shit fucked
it's fucking
up.
Fucking LA. What are you talking about?
I would have just whooped his ass just for puking on my daughter.
He'd be done.
No. Gangbangers in Los Angeles at Dodger games, you fuck up, they're going to stab you, just so you know.
They will stab game
the shit
one.
Out of you, dude. You don't want to.
Just so you know.
Yeah, you don't want to do that at a Dodger game. Maybe an Angel game. They're pussies over there.
Yeah. Would you be surprised to know that a priest had a shitload of fucking cocaine on him?
Not really. Not if they're fucking little boys.
Yeah, so. Exactly. After that, nothing fucking.
I mean, nothing surprises me.
You
if you're
can't
fucking
do
little
shit,
boy,
exactly.
You're going to fucking do cocaine. Yeah. You're probably doing this while you were fucking.
That's
him,
like
so.
The fucking, yeah.
Well, I'm less surprised at the fact that this was actually the priest who blessed the Bolivian president. So it doesn't surprise me that the Bolivian president has a priest that does coke.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, right.
It's like, it's one of the top suppliers of the yayo.
The priest who blessed Bolivian President Evo Morales at an inauguration ceremony has been arrested in possession of 530 pounds of cocaine.
Nice.
Cocaine.
What's his number?
Drug.
It says the stash of liquid cocaine seized in the raid was valued at $240,000. President Morales went on to say that he was a person who moved within the Andean religious structure. Whether he's a priest or not, if he's committed a crime, he won't get any kind of protection when he faces justice. So just because he's a priest doesn't mean he's not going to get away with it.
So he'll get fucked in the ass in jail like he did to the little boy.
Nice.
Right?
Payback's a bitch.
Karma's a
all
bitch.
All those altar boys.
Who just say he fucked anybody in the ass?
I'm just assuming because
800 people.
It's karma, bro.
What'd you say, TC?
I'm saying, man,
we can't hear you.
First of all, man, if he had all that cocaine on him, he can't fuck nobody in the ass. Because if he got all
coke
that coke
dick.
On him, man, he got coke dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. He has a little number for him.
Look, he ain't from the hood. He ain't going to do that. He's like, I'm a priest. I ain't doing none of extracurricular shit.
With Viagra, does coke dick even exist anymore, though?
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't think it does.
Never tried
that. I got some better than Viagra that it keep your dick hard as fuck.
What's that?
Viagra is that Viagra?
Nah, man.
The little blue pill. Oh, you said something better than Viagra.
Better, you don't even need. It's cheaper than Viagra.
What is it?
Free.
What is it?
It's free.
It's free. Don't say that, man.
Give us the secret.
You could have sold this shit to the stupid people.
Nah, bro.
Okay.
Yo.
Just check it.
All you got to do is just send $10.99 to... $10.99.
Secret ingredient.
Right. And I'll send you pictures of all my ex-girlfriend's moms.
Do they need some of TC Islam's mojo or something?
Nah, man. And it ain't got nothing to do with me, man. It's that I came across pictures of their moms.
Check out his favorites on his Facebook. You'll see what he's talking about.
I'm trying to tell you, brother, man. Women love me like white women love Barack Obama, dog.
Oh, wow. That's
hey,
a
I'm
lot.
Telling you, hey, ever since Barack got elected, light skin, we've been in back in style. Bruh, we kind of lost it to you guys for a minute.
Bro, any black man that can get 61% of the white woman's vote in America, he got it cracking.
Oh, dude. I'm knowing.
That means 49% of white men ain't been doing their job at home. Yeah. If she at home whacking up the Barack, talking
there
about,
you go.
I'm
but
about
honey,
to get him
I don't
off.
Want to do this position. It's weird. What are you doing? Don't touch me there. I pooped from there.
To all the lesbians.
Yeah, yeah, we got a couple in the house.
You have one.
Oh, one. Never mind. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
There ain't no fucking
like
lesbian. I'm bisexual.
Oh, sorry.
Get that shit straight.
All right. Well, shit, we're talking about a lot of sex. This next story has a lot to do with sex, actually. Apparently, a porn site was aired at Indonesia's parliament. They had a meeting. Indonesian lawmakers and journalists got a shock when an online porn video blazed across dozens of computer monitors outside the press room at parliament. Witnesses say it took security guards 10 minutes to shut down the computers. Wow. The touchscreen monitors are used by visitors to check the parliament agenda and other political activities.
No, that was somebody's
checking some porn out.
That was somebody's internet history.
Yep.
Taking in the ass for the parliament.
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine being there and just and because the Muslims are, you know what I'm saying, especially in that part of the world, they don't play with that shit. They really don't.
Goody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like. Are you not in the country?
Thank you.
Granny Bangers 13.
Thank you.
No, I used to work with an Indian guy. Okay, and those Indians, they really like white women.
Oh, really?
They really do because one of the Indian guys was telling me, black guys like fat white girls. He was telling me
black guys
that the white women are cool because they're not like Indian women because their pubic hair is soft, as opposed to Indian women whose I guess their pubic hair is coarse and thick.
We have a lot of guys in there. Just real quick,
I've dated some Indian girls.
Have you had sex with Indian?
I can't say that they're coarse and thick.
And then too, man, there's a lot of Indian dudes got little cocks, man, so they can't take a woman with some booty.
That's
you know what I mean.
Yeah. So some of those Indian girls got ass.
Exactly.
You ever watch Channel 18 at late at night? That Indian channel.
No, I date Indian women, man. So
I watch them on TV.
Plus, I live overseas as well, in London as well. You know what I mean? And like a lot of Indian dudes, you know, they kind of soft nowadays. They got little peckers and can't get up on all that Kama Sutra booty.
Indian women don't like my ass, though. So. Yeah. I mean, I was shooting with my brother, and we went to the wedding.
Uh-huh.
I was just kind of watching.
You married your brother?
They were, Robert's my brother.
Shit. Incest shit.
But they were looking at me like, I had to cover all my tattoos. I had to wear two shirts because my stomach, my tattoos. They were looking at me like, this little whore.
They
and I'm like, what?
Because
I showed
around.
Some skin. Uh-oh, you saw my belly button.
Yeah.
You're not a whore.
Yeah, well, I mean, to them, when they're covered up from fucking head to toe, I can barely see their fucking pupils.
Yeah,
you know, the whore.
Yeah, the burkas and shit. Nah. God bless America.
Oh, I love America. Fucking
God bless the planet Earth.
Yeah, true that. Yeah,
because
planet Earth is good.
The only reason we can say God bless America and live this good is because we take people's shit. So God bless the people that give us their shit.
The government are the biggest gangsters in the world.
No,
I've always said.
Yo, fuck America, man. God bless the people who give us their shit.
Cheers. You know what? I like that better. Next time I'm saying the pledge, I'm gonna say that. God bless the people.
I don't know if you guys would take this girl's shit though. Fucking woman photoshops picture of her daughter's former friend and pleads guilty.
What?
Yeah, listen up. A spat between Utah parents split their daughters who have been friends. The things got really weird. It says police say Dante Sparks, 37, manipulated a photo so it looked like her daughter. Looked like her daughter's former friend was having sex with a dog.
See,
then passed
dirty,
the image
dog.
Out
that's
to onto girls to the girl's school. Then of course she pled guilty to 3 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Yeah.
Oh no.
So mom was pissed
made
off.
It look like the little girl's having some bestiality shit going on. You know?
That's another thing that gets you stabbed.
Think about it. Who's the mature one now?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, dude.
Like, that's
damn.
Some bullshit. I ain't going to get caught up in that shit.
Yeah. What did you say, T? I just want to know, like, what happened. Hold on. The mic's not on for some reason. Is it on? Go ahead. There you go.
I just want to know what happened in her mother's past for her to even conceive of thought of bring of doing something like that.
Her uncle fucked her.
She learned how to use Photoshop.
It's like
not her own daughter, her daughter's friend.
Maybe her mother got secret fantasies of fucking a
exactly
a pit bull or something.
Probably, yeah.
Hey, a lot of people fuck horses.
I don't know.
Well, you know, she was
told me.
There's actually a shock video about that.
She was probably just upset because that little bitch was fucking with her daughter. So she learned.
They were.
She knew how to use Photoshop.
Listen,
what?
The parents, uh-huh. of the two girls, uh-huh. got into a fight. And the daughter, she went to.
Oh, the parents got in a fight, so she used the kid to get back to
the daughter. Exactly.
Well, that makes sense, too.
Who
was not listening this time?
Oh, we all black out at least five minutes.
I'm running the board here. What's your excuse?
I'm not high this time. That's my excuse.
What do you got, Rob?
Oh, God. Well, wow, over in, we were talking about Indian people earlier. Well, a drunk Indian teacher dances for his students, and he gets in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Ramachandra Nanda, a teacher at the Katrabeda
American bloke.
Upper primary school in Katrabeda village, decided to get really drunk before showing up to work. And he was so intoxicated that instead of teaching his students, he decided to strip his clothes and dance for them instead.
No. Yep.
Jesus. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, the inebriated teacher The inebriated teacher even hurled mean-spirited expletives at his students and even other staff members. His colleagues retaliated by immediately reporting him to police. After word of Nanda's inappropriate behavior reached the school's administrator's desk, he was immediately terminated.
He must have been having a fucking bad day. Like, I could get drunk before I see these little fucking brats.
You never know.
But drunk enough to fucking dance and
his
strip
fucking
in front
Demona
of class.
Came out.
Yeah. How drunk do you have to be to do that? Jesus
really
Christ, people.
You heard about my LA Pride
incident. Oh, well, yeah. Sorry, Desi. Yeah, never mind. I take that back.
You heard about my LA Pride incident. Yeah. So, yeah.
Seen
and
it.
If you didn't catch the live show, you can also check out what happened on our our retrospective show.
What'd you say?
Man, he wasn't drunk. That's called crystal meth. Hippie flipping or something. Yeah.
Oh, God.
We learned hippie flipping on the drug show.
Right.
Gotcha.
Oh,
wow. Just
I remember.
I'm helping him. Yeah.
I remember that. That's an interesting thing that you actually bring that up because we did talk about that. Yeah, I can learn about it here.
Have you hippie flipped since?
On the Oddcast. No.
No?
No.
I still don't know what that
you gotta
is.
You got to live life.
Someone described
done
flipping.
So much shit I probably have.
What is hippie flipping?
I forgot.
I think it's when you take one drink and take another.
No, let me tell you what it is. I'm a hippie flip veteran.
Uh-oh, okay? Give it to us, Brandon.
That's when you eat a bunch of mushrooms and you drop some ecstasy pills and you hippie flip it, my dude.
Damn,
you know
hippie flip, because flipping is ex-hippie.
Real talk.
Yeah. Damn.
That's some crazy
real
shit.
Talk. No, woo. It's when you eat.
Bro, that's hippie flipping?
That's hippie
flipping. Mushrooms and pop your thizzle. And get with it, and my
yee! So is that? That's what I've been doing. Was doing in Brazil for 10 years.
It's that's what you now. You know what you're doing.
The girls just like I've been hippie flipping me, like, wrong. Mushroom tea and some Viagra and some ecstasy. And I'm like, okay,
there you go. So yeah,
yo, you done did that then. You done hippie flip. Just so you know.
Did you say Viagra? Viagra.
Just so you know,
that's Dicky flipping.
Trust me. In Brazil, my friend, you go on tour with me. You're going to need that shit. Oh, Dicky flip, hippie flip.
You're going to need it all.
Just so you know, look, yo, you talk about the Brazil tour. We going to Brazil. Yo, plug the Brazil tour. We going to Brazil.
Plug
DJ Soul Slinger, TC Islam, drum and bass in Brazil.
When
it happened?
When?
October 9th.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm saying, that's what hippie flipping is?
I didn't know either, though.
So.
All right, so we got a message from one of our Facebook friends. We're actually gonna flip it on him a little bit. Where is it? It's a message. He says, and I want you guys to tell me what your first impression of this is. Dude, I'm having this exact problem. I posted something, so you guys will get it right now. Me and my girlfriend got into a heated discussion about how many people we had sex with in the past. She said 4. I always double the number when girls say it, and told her my number was around 30. I was lying. It's way more. She flipped out, and now I think she views me different. Luckily, I didn't tell her the real number, or she would really be pissed. Now, do you guys think it's necessary? I want to go around the room. And do you guys think it's necessary to tell your partner, tell the chick you're with, the guy you're with, how many people you've had sex with in the past? Do you really want to know? TC.
You know, I'm a different type of dude, man.
Okay.
First of all, what she's done in her past, that's her business.
I like
just
it.
Like exactly. You, just like at the end of the day, he probably ain't gonna tell her that, yeah, my best friend gave me a rim job in college and shit. Or like, you know, so at the end of the day, cats that get caught up in that, oh, how many guys have you been with?
Uh-huh.
Guess what, my dude? You are one big fool and she's one big fool, because guess what? Maybe she just fucked them other dudes, you dig? But yo, she basically making love to you, dog. And yep. if your game is tight and you understand that, guess what? Guys that don't understand that women choose us and we just hope that we smell good, have enough money to
Preach.
Hold a conversation,
Preach,
get them outside, they ask that, oh, how many guys you ever been with?
Insecurity.
Guess what my dude?
Insecurity.
She could have been
exactly.
She could have been with three dudes, right, since high school, but eight mad pussy since motherfucking college. You know what I'm
yep. So you ain't asking the right question.
You're gonna come. So at the end of the day, your fellas, let me help your game out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the hip stepper,
please,
man.
Please.
Women choose us. Let me do my job, man.
Please,
right, Brandon?
TC. Please.
Let me. Women
We're
choose
gonna go around.
Us. Women choose us.
They do.
So don't ask them shit.
Exactly.
They could tell us to fuck
it
off.
It don't matter. Because I don't want to know what you done.
Yes, you do.
I do, but I don't want to know.
You just lied. You just lied.
No.
You just said, I don't know. I don't want to know what they want to do.
No, I know what you know. No, listen.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
You didn't let me finish.
Because you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. You didn't let me finish with that.
I did.
You
look. Yeah, I did finish. I came on you and I'm finished.
Good one.
You walked into
like
that one.
Like that.
Booyah!
Go ahead. What were you going to say, Des?
I forgot. No, what I'm saying is, like, no. I mean,
really
I do
want to
know what you've done, but I don't want to know how many people you met, because, you know, I don't want you to ask me the same thing, because that's my business, that's yours, and that's only going to create conflict. It's unnecessary because you weren't there.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm saying I agree with you. That's a pass.
And
the
then
past.
If he asks you, you got to talk about your stripper days in college, or, you know, your escort days with your mom on the low. I mean, you know, just to ask questions, fellas.
One thing I know is because I've had a lot of women in my past, and I can read women like a book, and they all lie. It doesn't matter. Just like this guy who emailed us, I double the number. Sometimes I triple the number because
what?
Not me. No, I'm saying I know when they give me a number. Say they give me five.
Yeah,
I'm automatically 15. I'm like, nah, it's 15. She's fucked 15 dudes. She didn't fuck five.
But so what?
No, I don't care. I don't.
But
not
what I'm
care.
Saying.
Yeah.
Tell homeboy. No. So what,
yeah,
man?
Exactly. Yeah.
But how many is too many?
You know what? I don't even want
to
know.
But we say, like, oh, I did 10. Is that too many to you?
Not
if I said I did, like,
not.
20. Is that too many to you?
See, that's the thing. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like,
I hear
we
you.
Had to say those small numbers,
right.
Because that sounds good.
Yeah. It could cause
but
a lot of problems.
But everybody's probably done in their lifetime. You know, I mean, I'm young, so probably don't have as many as you.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But you know,
you're calling him a whore.
She
of course,
she does
he's
all
a guy.
Every show.
He's a man whore.
Every show. Yeah.
So you say every guy's a man whore.
Not every guy, but majority
exactly,
of them.
Exactly, because I'll thank you. I'm about to bomb you right now, because I'm far from a man whore.
Really?
Huh?
I'm far from a man whore. I'm a one woman dude.
Well, there's difference between man whore and
because you're older. When you were younger in your 20s, I bet you.
I've always been a one woman dude, my brother.
Really? Okay.
I'm a Zulu king, my brother.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
I have many,
like
I have many queens
guy, but
around
me. I'm saying majority. You know what I mean?
Because at a young age, I realized that women choose us.
Uh huh.
So I don't got to chase the pussy. The pussy chase me.
Okay, I like that.
And then,
like
when, that. And then guess what? You have a pick of the pussy.
Uh-huh.
Because to certain kings, it's not about quantity; it's about quality.
Tell them.
So I'd rather have one chick that got the best pussy of 1,000 women.
I agree.
And got the kiss of 1,000,000,000,000 queens.
Uh-huh.
You dig? And got the touch mm-hmm. of every woman on the planet Earth that's trying to fuck me. You
yeah.
dig? So at the end of the day, for all you guys, uh-huh. well, how many you been with? How many? Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
They only take one person to give you AIDS.
Damn. Everybody
That's,
who, yeah.
I like that.
You just got all the girls who were listening. They you had them riled up, and then when you said AIDS, they
for real,
pussy just dried up.
So who cares? So, and at the end of the day, who cares yeah. who you
exactly.
been with in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about that?
Yeah, exactly.
If you judge a person by their past, then guess what, man? I guess we all need to go to
We're
hell.
We're
right
all
now.
Going to hell, right, motherfucker? Now I'm driving. I got the weed.
I just think it adds experience.
What do you mean?
I mean, would
but
you really want to be with a virgin? Yeah, well, but then
you'll
know.
Too much experience, yeah, to where you become a nasty whore. Because
most people,
nasty whores are nice sometimes, yo. Sometimes you need a nasty whore.
I love me a nasty whore. You know, nasty whores are top notch to me.
I don't know. I don't think a number has to be said, but you know, just knowing, oh, there's been a lot. You know, okay,
but
it only benefits me because you're fucking me in the end.
But then guess what?
Literally, because you're gay,
right?
So,
but did you see lost count? But
it doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, yo. If you love somebody, yo, the last thing you're gonna harp on, man, is like asking them how many people you've been with, when you need to be focused on basically the living the love in the moment with that person, man. Yep. You know what I'm saying? If all you can look for is the bad things, or want to know the bad thing in that person, you don't really love them like that. Y'all just ucking. You're not even fucking. You're ucking.
Yeah, because it takes a special girl to add that F. Very true. It takes a special.
I do
girl.
Hear what you're saying, though. I don't hold it against.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah. To this day, I have not asked my beautiful fiance, hot manager Denise, how many people she slept with.
Hot
I don't give a fuck.
There, right?
Yeah, she's our hot manager. She takes care of
hot manager Denise over there.
She takes care of the biz for us.
She is hot manager.
In her pretty little skirt sometimes.
Dusty, you know you make her wear thongs around the house.
I do. I don't make her wear nothing around the house.
Oh.
It's even better, right? DC kills me on that. Talk. Hey, Denise, holler at Melly Jane just for a little bit. I'm just joking. Just kidding.
Go take her in the room and listen to the marriage show. Actually, the Spice Up Your Sex Life show.
Yeah. Nah, she'll come out a different person. Now, I'm sure TC's taught her a thing or two.
Now, she Puerto Rican, man. Sure.
Are you from New York, Melly Jane? I'm just curious. Okay, your family is okay. Because most, you know, not too many Puerto Ricans in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I see that, yo.
Not too many. You know, like, damn, where are they? But, you know, Mexicans.
They're like Mexicans in New York.
We love, yeah. Oh. The Mexican girls.
They're everywhere.
Love Los Angeles. What? God bless Los Angeles.
Yes.
So this guy, no, but seriously, what you guys were talking about, this guy really needs to. Okay. Everybody in the back is nice and faded. I love that.
Don't ask questions, bro. Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Just roll with the right. Just roll with it. Because it's.
I say that.
It's just going to bring up shit. It's going to be in the back of your head all the time. You guys are going to have fights.
For dirt. It's no good.
It's
like,
not.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Start. He's with you. You're with him.
Uh huh.
It's something new.
Yeah.
You know each other. Don't dig for dirt. You're just gonna create crap.
Exactly.
Unnecessary
dude.
Bullshit from the past that wasn't even your bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Now she start fucking your homeboys, man. You know
then
what
that's
it is.
A different story.
You already know she's a fucking whore. Yeah. Because any girl who takes that extra step to have sex with your friend,
I wouldn't even get mad.
Oh, fuck both of them. You know what I'm saying?
No, what? That's money, man. You losing right there. I'm like, yo, check this out, homegirl. I see you got a problem. You know, you like fucking and shit. You done fucked up my boys. Check this out. I don't give a fuck who you fuck. Bring me back 60%. We good.
There you go.
We good.
Oh, 10 years ago, we would have been speaking the same language, bro. Trust me. I'm already,
cut the contract, brother. It's called the entertainment business. Cut the contract.
Yeah, and bring his Lexus, too, while you're at it. Yeah, I like it. New one. He just got it. Nice one. Yeah, I've driven many a dude's Lexus.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, just roll with the punches because some things are better left unsaid, right?
Pretty much. That's what I always say.
Seriously. Hey, Brandon, you wanted to say something earlier. I know you had some feedback on this. What were you going to say?
I'm high and drunk, and I forgot what the fuck it was. So, hey.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, baby.
Bro, everyone's always high fucking drunk.
Exactly. But do you think, okay, hypothetical, all this whole question aside, do you think, I'm going to ask the guys in here, for a girl, is there too much? Is there too many guys? Just put a number in your head and just think that number is too many.
What number would turn you off to a girl, basically?
Yeah.
What number would turn you off?
Exactly.
I can't answer that question because I'm an entertainer. And to be honest about it, the number of women that I've been with in my life would never turn a woman off, but it's none of her fucking business.
Say it again.
It would never turn her off, but it's none of her fucking business who I've been with or how many I've been with in the past. Long as you can see on this piece of paper that I went to the doctors and it said I don't have AIDS or HIV or chlamydia or herpes or none of that, that's what you need to be concerned about. Then the next thing you need to be concerned about is basically how you're going to fit my cock in your mouth and how you're going to take care of it every day.
Nice.
So at the end of the day, you ain't got no time to think about who I've been with in
there
the past.
There you go.
Because guess what? All them exes ain't thinking about your ass right now.
That's true.
You dig?
Good point.
Real talk.
Good point. Good point.
Worry about you.
But as far as a girl, do you think there's a number that's too many?
If you weren't an entertainer,
yeah,
in your too head, many. Like if you're,
give it. What up, Brandon? What up?
You know
what? It really depends on how hot she is and if she's clean or not. Real talk.
I don't know. Let's say a girl came up to you and said, "I've been with 300 guys." What would you say?
Can I see your age? Can I see your paperwork?
Exactly.
And guess what, fellas? No one even realizes that maybe that person was sexually assaulted when they was young and had nobody basically to embrace them out there in the world to let them know that, yo, you know, you looking for love in all in the wrong places.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, they meet somebody that enlightens them. They meet this person that actually make they genuinely fall in love with and share everything with this person. You don't care who that person been with, because if you really love somebody, you don't look for the flaws in that person.
Uh-huh.
You look for the good things in that person and help that person get over their flaws or put that behind them, yo. So the number who I'm a dick, she suck, it don't matter if you love somebody.
As long as you're sucking the shit out of my cock, that's all that matters.
Yeah,
on a regular. No intermissions through light, none of that. As long as you're sucking my dick on a regular, we're good.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Because that's a very important thing, ladies.
When she gonna eat?
I said, ladies, you gotta spit on it here and there, though.
When they gonna eat?
Just so you know.
When they gonna eat?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to, because
they gotta wash their ass. You know what I'm saying? Let me take a shower so I get a dick.
All right.
Anyway, now, off the dick.
On to pussy. Because I have a question about pussy.
I did last weekend.
I have a question about pussy.
Some of us love pussy up here.
Guys,
yes,
okay,
yes,
because I already know, you know, yes, being around the block once or twice or eight times, that you don't eat every girl's pussy out.
No. Nah, please. Hell,
okay, here's
hell
the question.
Nah.
Here's the question. What,
you know
what
I'm going.
Question. Wait, what's, I want to know. I want to know. Yeah, what makes us special for you to do that?
Oh,
first of all,
talk to her.
Hold, let me tell me
because I want to know.
I want her to look in my eyes when I say this.
Tell her. He took off his glasses, ladies and gentlemen.
If your credit rating is 750 or better, no doubt. If you can bring out the king in me, no doubt. Women eat pussy on the first date. Y'all do that shit. Not me. I'm not going down on the first date. All right? Straight like that. Now, if I'm feeling you like that, you got to have goddess empress pussy for me to do that shit on the first date.
That's what I'm saying, but what makes you do that, though?
Eventually.
A beautiful, pretty pussy. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like what we'll make a gay man want to suck a dick.
Eyes
in a beautiful cock.
You know I'm 90% of pussies are beautiful, but you can't eat every pussy.
85% today.
That's still 8 out of 10. That's still 8 out of 10. What makes a girl? You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Brandon.
Yo, we had this discussion a little bit earlier. All right, we were talking about this, were we not?
We were talking about ugly pussies earlier.
We were talking about ugly pussies earlier. Now look at. If you got, if you take off your panties and it look like a pink flying rat, a bat fly out the motherfucker, you may possibly, if it catch wind, fly off with the bat. That's how big your, get the fuck out of here. We not touching your, we not eating your pussy, we not spitting on your pussy even.
Yo, guess what?
Real talk.
I gotta kind of interject.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a lot of white boys in my crew.
Uh-huh, same here.
Now, some white boys, I won't say all, they got a problem. That when they get drunk, they will put their mouth on
anybody.
Any pussy.
No, they're known for that.
All right, but me, I'm not going down unless I see your credit scores.
Okay, I think I understand this because there are some penises that I won't touch.
Go ahead, let's get the game.
I'm just saying, there are some penises I won't touch.
I imagine
what makes this penis different from
an odd shaped small
like a banana shape.
Okay, but I'm very
curves,
picky too with what I with who I would do that to as well. Like I'm very
pussy,
very very picky. Like I have to really like you or
from
be with
back.
You or like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not something I would just do like to anybody. So uh-huh. It's the same way. Even with girls though, I'm very picky. I've only gone in my whole life I've only gone down to 5 girls.
Oh.
So your life is over?
No, it's not over.
You said your whole life.
But those bitches,
is that life over or something? I'm like,
I only did it because I, you know, it was only I knew them for a while.
While you're
I
mean? On,
I couldn't do it at first, or I had to get to know you. I had to like you. I had to really like you.
Uh-huh.
If I kind of liked you, I wouldn't touch you. Uh-huh. You could touch me all you want. You could go down on me all you want.
We had to have a wine and hate on the guy session while I'm brushing your hair, going.
What are you talking about?
You never needed him.
He doesn't understand lesbian.
You don't understand lesbian.
Oh, excuse me. I don't understand lesbian.
He's a certified lesbian.
Oh, yeah, I don't think she knows who she's talking to. Right? I turn lesbians into lesbians. I'm a lesbian toy boy.
They are not talking about penis at all when anything like that is going on.
Ready for this? Ready for this? I'm the lesbian goddess toy boy. I overstand lesbians.
That was my nickname
my
in high school.
Girls around.
I think we have a showdown. I think we have a showdown because I think
I got girls that hang out with me. I got a new one coming in pretty soon.
Yeah, and they're all hot too.
No, I got a new one coming in pretty soon.
A true lesbian. A true lesbian doesn't hate the dick. She respects
the dick. I love it.
She just don't fuck with it. You dig?
I'm bisexual.
But she respects
it.
You're bisexual because you respect the cock. We'll talk after the show. Because Brandon and Tab's looking at you like,
so
yeah, Des- T.
Hey, Desi, I heard you've been hanging around Yoli a lot lately.
Who's Yoli?
Didn't I tell you? What did I tell
you?
Didn't
say, you didn't say not to say that.
Who's Yoli?
Oh, well, what about her?
I mean, did you guys look out?
Oh, my God. I told you not to say the name, Dusty. Okay, fine.
Robert
last King. Week, okay, she's never going to listen to this shit anyway.
Good, yeah.
Okay, fucking last week, we got
fucking. Call her and tell her.
Oh, my God. We got wasted drunk. Girl. We drank fucking 40s, tall cans, fucking drunk.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she was in the process of moving. We've been sleeping on her floor. Fucking, like, we got drunk. And where we were laying was right in front of the bedroom window. I mean, uh-huh. The window from the back house. There's people who live in the back. So the window was up. There's no screen. The curtain was on the outside of the thing. We get wasted. All I remember is like a few glimpses of basically going at it with her.
Oh.
I wake up. I'm sorry.
I thought white boys had that problem.
Okay. I wake up this morning. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I knew something had went on, but I didn't know. And I see the window fucking curtain open. The people in the back had been drinking. They were hanging out. So, like, I wake up. I'm like, dude, what the fuck happened?
And watch you guys
she
eat
smiles
pussy?
And looks
yeah.
at me. She's like,
pretty much.
She smiles and looks at me. She's like, we had sex. And I'm like,
you couldn't
what
tell,
the
like,
fuck?
Like, your breath didn't taste like pussy.
No, I can smell that shit in the air. I'm not lying. No, I'm sorry. I could. I knew. That's why I knew when I woke up. I was like, oh my God. Fuck.
Did somebody,
like,
drop,
wake
us,
up.
Did somebody drop us up?
Y'all
the smell
y'all pussies? Hold, y'all woke up and smelled y'all pussies in the
I
air.
Woke up and knew we had fucked around because
somebody
like, my underwear were gone. Oh. I look at her. She's not even in any underwear.
But I'm saying, y'all, if y'all can smell y'all pussies, Massengill like a motherfucker.
Nah, you know how it goes. No, I take that because you know how it is.
You man. Can wake up and smell your own pussies?
Nah.
What the wait? What?
No, you know how it is, dude. Whenever you wake up the next morning, you already know. I know. Yeah, thank you. See, he's over here for
yeah, exactly.
You can wake up and smell the sex, my man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like sex. But what I was more worried about, I was like, okay, the people in the back were fucking hanging out in the back.
Watching.
The fucking curtain is on the outside of the fucking window, okay? So somebody must have either watched, saw, took a picture of it, something. Because both of us
you
are
on
red tube,
you're on
Pornhub.
And we have no idea. We don't even know that they know. So
wait, old house or new house?
Old house. Old house, but we live right down the street. Old house,
nice.
We live right down the street. That's
oh
nice.
My God, I'm so mortified.
Somebody getting
for
money because of you right now, just so you know.
Yeah, you can't do nothing in public nowadays without somebody filming that shit.
Well, it's good thing they don't know about the podcast shit, so they you guys ain't gonna be seeing that shit.
Oh my God.
I frequent Pornhub, so I'll let you know if I run across anything.
Fuck you.
I'll skip, I promise.
If you do, you better let me know. I'm
no, I'll
that
skip
person.
By. I'll record the address for you. I'll mail it to you.
After he watches it.
I won't watch it. You're like a sister to me. I couldn't do that to you.
You'll watch it.
No. No, I wouldn't watch it. Promise.
Curiosity wouldn't blame you watching it completely and getting off to it. I'd be like,
no,
okay.
Yeah, that'd be, yeah, no. I couldn't do that. You're like a sister to me.
You're on the real? I don't know if I'm a can of paint. I'm going Googling tonight for that shit.
I didn't Google my ass.
The Hipstead Lounge will make that shit famous. I'm trying to tell you now. $10 a download, man. For real, $10.
Catch Desi from the Odd Cat.
Yeah, exactly.
No, nobody knows. It's a good thing that they don't know.
No,
shut up.
No overhead whatsoever because you
clap
didn't know it would take
none.
Exactly. You're somewhere.
But this wasn't last week. This was 2 weeks ago. This was a few weeks ago.
It's a million hits already. 750 hits.
But I'm trying to remember the day because I'm going to be all like, oh, it was that day, but it wasn't. I remember.
Now, do you guys think, like, all the stuff that you guys done, do you guys think you're somewhere on... You like seriously on the internet?
I've googled myself. I've searched.
But
I've done,
not that you Google, because I couldn't Google my name, and then like there's some shit
like
that
I said,
nobody
in the
knows.
Past
my name.
There's only one thing out there that I possibly could possibly be out there.
Hold on.
You're never gonna find it.
He wants the website.
Nothing. Oh my
I saw it. I saw it.
No.
Stop chicks. Stop chicks.
I'm like, I'm about to give you like CPR or something. Like, I don't know. What's she
got stuck in the throat? Oh man.
You're tripping.
No, I think we're all somewhere on some websites.
I seriously doubt it because, really? As far as I know, I've never been recorded. Really? But
yeah, me and my girl fuck in public all the time. We take it back to high school. No, we do. Denise, yes, we do. Backseat of cars.
Ain't that fun?
It's like going back to school. You keep it young.
You keep spice in your relationship.
Thank you.
Baby.
Exactly. Yeah. That shit is
fun.
Well,
then I might be out there on some fucking traffic camera or something.
Yeah,
shit.
Something. Somebody, hey. Some guy at Burger King, when you and your boyfriend decided to go in there and get crazy in Burger King, he put a camera, right? The little small camera. We're somewhere, dog.
I'm
we're somewhere.
I'm on the corner of some fucking my ex-boyfriend's street. We're like right there on the fucking fucking pavement, like late at night, and a car comes right over. We're like, ah!
Wait, banging?
No. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
On the pavement?
We were kind of intoxicated.
That's no, but of course.
But it was, yeah.
No, no sober person.
But we saw somebody
that.
Come driving around, and like I gotta believe we both ran into the car. We're just like laughing because it was just like it was funny, but at the same time scary.
Oh, so you want them dates?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No,
she's fun. She's fun.
Like,
you gotta hang out a little bit more.
Time.
Bring your people around my people.
Fuck
we
that,
get,
man.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing you some liquor. We wanna just get cracking.
Four Locos. She likes Four Locos.
Hold on. TC.
I have Four Locos with my other friend.
TC. Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on.
She a nice date.
Hold on. That's my sister.
Yeah. I'm not
guess
a whore.
I'm talking like that about my sister. Guess what?
I see that. I don't give a shit. Look at your face.
I don't give two shits while I'm on your face. Just sister grown, my man. You take your... First of all, you do what you do. She do what she do. Do I tell you that, yo, that... when you want to go out drinking?
Well, I tried, Destiny. You're on your own.
Okay, she been on her own, judging by the story she been telling.
You don't even call me Miss Waldo and shit. I'm like finding my ass anywhere.
I'm saying. She's eating pussy with the window open. You know what I'm saying? He talking about dicks he won't suck. And gonna tell me that's his sister. What the frack
ain't
is going
the,
on
ain't
here?
Ain't that the kettle calling the pot black?
Oh shit!
I hear the men's bathroom at Cherry Park is accepting applications.
Uh oh.
So you know.
Uh oh. Glory holes. We learned what a glory hole was.
You guys need to come on our show. You guys can come on our fracking show
whenever, homie. Seriously.
Do like next Wednesday on the Hipstep Lounge.
Let's do it. Wednesday, the Oddcast is on his show. That's what I'm
doing. Oddcast on Hipstep Lounge.
We're gonna come chill.
You guys got a great
yeah.
Next Wednesday. Yeah.
Yes.
We're there.
Yes.
I'll come pick you up. We'll work it out.
We'll talk about it. We got the liquor.
We'll work it out.
Let's set that up.
We'll work it out. Hey, so.
you know, it's fucked up my brothers. Cause I got that? Brothers too. Yeah, I got older sisters too. She grown.
Yep. So? She's still my little sister.
No, they're not little no more.
She's little to me.
So you're a big brother that sucks cock? What? I'm insane. Come on, man.
She knows that.
Let her eat pussy.
Like, you don't have a pussy, my friend.
I got a lot of pussy for you, though.
It's like a cockatoo.
I got a lot of them for you, too. Come to hit some lounge
shows. We're just pimping out Desi, dude. We pimp out Desi every show.
Why is it everybody fucking pimp my ass out? My friends are like, talk to this. I'm like, what the fuck? Did I perfectly fine
like,
by
hey,
myself?
Desi, go flash him for the Oddcast.
Nah, she's rocking his pimp ass tattoo.
Yeah,
that's
she got some hot ass tattoos. Yeah,
that's hot.
She does, yeah.
But I swear people be calling me up like, oh, I got this perfect person. I'm like, dick, I ain't fucking looking for anybody. What the fuck is your problem? I can do this fine on my own.
It's not her tattoo that's hot. She's hot.
There you go. Just that's so you Brandon know. Speaking.
Thank you.
Desi is very
hot. He's bisexual too.
You guys have something in common.
You got a vagina.
Fuck you, motherfucker. You lied ass.
You notice a guy jump up right away. Hey, shit got serious. Hey, look, dude, I know I'm drunk and high, but come on now.
Nah, I just saw her brother go, what?
Not really.
Oh man, you guys are so funny, dude.
Nah, man, you guys show is hot.
Yeah,
like
thank you, man.
Thank you.
And we're gonna come on yours. And where can they check
you're
the show?
You're gonna come on my show.
I'm gonna
come all over your show's back.
And guess what? Me and my host, Baby Bam, we would get butt naked on our show and come on y'all on our show.
Oh,
Yeah. And guess what? Package the bitch and make some money off the motherfucker. So I like them apples.
Always thinking money. I like
that. I know, I'll be right here, right now,
messing with my ass.
I already decided in my head what the picture for the show is going to be.
There you go. Talk my head again.
It's going to be the Oddcast logo with some
talk my head again.
With some cum on it. Jesus Christ.
Cum and head.
We got to do that from everybody. Oh, that's Dusty. That's Dusty. And that's Robert right there.
We can't let Robert pick the picture for this one because he'll have us all in our underwear and doing crazy
shit. What's wrong
shit,
with that?
So. I know, his sister wouldn't do that.
No, he'll take it home and never mind.
I'll edit. I'll be like that lady in the news story.
As long as I get 60%, you can whack up to my pictures anything.
That's
right.
No, you don't want 50.
I get 60%, I'm good.
60%.
I'm on YouTube, man. Somebody in Germany whacking off to me somewhere.
You are on YouTube.
I'm on over. You can Google me and shit.
Did you know you're on YouTube?
Yeah, hey. Of course I did. You can Google my nuts. Go Google TC Islam. Google.
TC's nuts. TC's nuts.
I'm thinking of starting a whole YouTube series of myself.
I would watch.
Yeah, Google.
I'm thinking of it, though. Hey,
this is you freestyling. Dang.
Some guy bootlegged that, man. Came in my house and bootlegged. You know it's crazy?
Oh, you got... Yeah, you got
when a bootlegger... Hold on. When a bootlegger comes to your house to interview you,
uh-huh.
Bootlegged you, man. Oh,
that's cool.
Your house.
Wow.
Like, he couldn't ask you, can I videotape you?
He asked me shit.
Fuck that.
I fed the guy.
I'm not going to put it on nothing, man. It's just me and you. We going to watch
this. No, he did... Oh, this is for my college project.
Oh.
Wow, dude. And got you on YouTube and... Damn, naming everything.
And my mom is like, oh, so you're on YouTube smoking now.
You're like, really, mom? Shit, fuck. See that you don't even know what.
Check out all my pictures. I'm holding a blunt.
Exactly,
most of
a beer or something. I know, dude. Hey, TC. So because we haven't mentioned something that's pretty important, especially to the hip hop community. Your father is somebody who's really important to the hip hop community. Who's your dad?
DJ Africa Bambaataa.
Exactly. Mr. Planet Rock himself, Soul Sonic Force.
Mr. Planet Rock.
You guys all know the song. You've heard it, but you guys really probably don't know what's behind it and everything. But this guy's father has an amazing history in hip-hop. He's one of the... He's one of the first ones to blend hip hop with electro and everything.
That's the
he
shit right
is
there, cause I love all that.
Yeah, he's one of the godfathers
and
of
punk
that
rock
movement.
And punk rock.
I'm
yeah, exactly.
Dance
yeah.
A lot of your shit. Though,
yeah.
Cause I used to go
find Planet Rock for me
because
I want to hear that by Kraftwerk, no doubt. Kraftwerk. Anybody who knows old school break and old school hip hop knows Kraftwerk. They are one of the exactly breaking one and two. We have Boogaloo Shrimp on our show. Boogaloo Shrimp, honorary member of the Zulu Nation. He got
my goon.
Yeah, he actually, can you tell him Seattle? You're the Seattle chapter president.
The song.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, yeah. This is his father right here. Exactly. Oh yeah, fill it, Outcast.
Yeah, Zulu kings and queens in the building, baby. It's how we're doing. It's how it's going down, baby.
You know what? For the people who don't know, because honestly, a lot of people don't really know. They just hear the songs and the music. What is the Zulu Nation? What has your father done? You know what I'm saying, for hip hop and give us.
You mean what he, present tense? What he's still doing for hip hop culture?
Give it
for
to
the
us.
People of the planet Earth. The Zulu Nation is the world's biggest social awareness, adult, young adult. Hip-hop movement, non-religious, religious, political, non-political movement on the planet Earth. And started in 1973.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
It's one of my mom's favorite songs.
Yeah, her mom, yeah, his mom, your mom.
My mom's 47.
Yeah,
48.
So she was around this time. Damn,
when
did she have
you? Huh?
When did she have you?
18.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, that's not too bad. Damn. anyway, yeah. No, but seriously, anybody who doesn't know, obviously everybody knows the song, but... How was it like? What was it like growing up with one of the pioneers of hip hop, the one of the first people to put it on the map, literally?
Crazy.
It was.
Funky.
Was he like? Oh, he was probably always on tour and shit like that. And did you ever like get to go travel around with him?
Come on,
take
brother.
Yourself back.
Go to
38
YouTube.
Years.
Go to YouTube. Me and my father just played Brazil 2007. Oh,
go. Yeah, do that. What? Africa Islam, TC Islam,
Africa Islam,
Africa. I'm tripping. I'm high as hell.
My big brother. I'm not. I'm straight.
Yeah. Oh. yeah. Meanwhile, he's dancing his ass off.
Yep, that's what I do.
This is great, man. Oh God, that era just takes me back to being like 6 years old and just.
Damn, man, you talk like you old as a motherfucker.
I mean, I'm saying, yeah, you know, but I feel old sometime, man. He's about to turn 30. He knows he's
2000
feels me.
Late.
I'm about to turn 30. How old are you though?
32.
You talking about I'm old and this and that, man? I got my last like. Well, man, yo, my 29th year. I'm like, yo, I'm about to turn 30. We're going to get it cracking in this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
that did, for the people who don't understand what he just said, he said, "Yeah, I am going to be 30 in something odd weeks, and we're going to have a really, really amazing party, and we're going to have a very, very good time."
Exactly. Yep. So I looked at you like, I mean, that's my boy. That's my boy.
He's faded as shit.
That's my boy. And I looked at you like, yo, what the fuck is that? And that's my boy. I know him for 12 years. You heard and I look at you like, what the fuck is that?
We both looked at each other like, okay.
I'm like, all the horror was like, you know, side of Tay, or Uda Tay, or the Wata Tay.
Seen a white boy Zulu before Peep Game.
I mean, he's talking like he's a white Pootie Tang. Why that day on the do the day on the quit the method day?
The white Pootie Tang.
What's that dude's name again?
Wootie Tang.
Damn, dude. Nah, but Brandon, that's how it is. When you come to our house, you get fucked up, hang out. That's what we do, and I'm sure that's what you guys do on your show too.
Nope,
right?
That's not what we do. We don't
Yo,
do that.
Yeah,
show.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm serious. We don't do that.
You guys don't. You guys don't drink and smoke.
And nope.
That's the first thing that came out of your mouth. Yeah, you got to come on my show, man. We get drunk.
I specifically said we get elevated, my brother.
Okay, elevated, my brother.
See, I say fucked up.
Gotcha. Because I'm elevated like a motherfucker right now.
See.
Oh, this is you in Brazil right here.
The Brazilian tour.
Ah. How is Brazil? I heard the women are gorgeous.
Yeah,
you can't, yeah.
But, you know, I'm more concerned with, like, you know, building tree bridges and, you know, DJ workshops and all that and bringing a lot of peace and unity.
Oh, yeah. And then the pussy. Pussy comes, what, third, fourth? Fifth?
Hey!
Give it to him. Oh, tell him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys get hype, man.
We get ugly with it, man.
So apparently Brazil has a lot of trannies, so you guys need to be careful.
I don't know about all that, man.
What?
No, Brazil has a lot of trannies. Read it somewhere, heard it somewhere, Googled
it. Let me tell you something about Brazil.
I just canceled my flight.
Let me tell you something about Brazil.
Brandon said he just canceled his flight. Go ahead, man.
You know, when you deal with the frequency of love.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I like how you always bring it back around to love and unity and peace. No, real talk. That's
you know,
keep going.
You know, that's what I stand on, my man. It's squares. Pardon me, brothers. That's
Give
the
it.
Square that I stand on. You dig? You know, when I say I bring it to the frequency of love, you know, if people really, really love themselves and really accepted life for what it is, like, for example, we can accept an earthquake. We can accept a hurricane. We can accept a tornado. We can accept all kind of, you know, cataclysmic events that happen with nature. And then after it happens to us, we start repairing shit.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, boom, getting back. Me, you dealing with a bunch of individuals that we really don't see no color. Mm. We don't see no gender.
Which is how it should be, man.
We don't give a fuck about what you do, where you come from, or how many dudes you fucked, the girls you fucked in the past.
Yeah.
All we give a fuck about right now is what you doing to hip step your ass.
I like that.
You dig?
Hey, seriously, real talk, I love that shit,
man. Of course it's real talk.
I wish more people thought that way, dude. Seriously, man.
No, we're going to make them think because we're in the media wave. We got to control their minds.
Yeah, I love that.
I like the way you think because I tell people shit like that all the time. And they think I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucking like, what do you want? I'm like, you just don't fucking think.
Don't tell people no more. Know what you do? Just leave it laying down because people are nosy.
They'll pick it up.
Just walk away and they'll pick it up.
I like that shit, man. Where can we check you out? Seriously, TC.
I think that on Hot Talk LA, the Hip Set Lounge show.
On Hot Talk LA.
On Hot Talk LA. You can Google me.
You can Google Islam.
IZLAM, but TC Islam. He just went to go play golf on December the 1st.
Uh-huh. The first?
December 31st.
Oh, gotcha.
Last year. So I'm T-Frequency to the love degree because all I got to give y'all is number love. You know what I mean?
For real, man. And we really appreciate that. Seriously.
But I was going to say, that brings us full circle because we started out with love and now we're ending the show with love.
There you go.
Why ain't trying to have nobody suck my dick up in this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
That is not what I said. You know, you talked about love in the beginning. Now we're talking about love at the end.
Exactly. I mean, I don't mind getting some head, but I'm like saying, you know, she's your sister, and you got all bent out of shape to be a sister.
And to this guy, real quick, don't worry about how many people
she's
had sex with.
Who's that guy?
That hunk of a man over there is my boyfriend.
That's the one that does them in the. Never mind.
Thanks, Dusty. Thank you.
TFI.
I love you guys.
Hey, asshole. Hey, I'll make you feel better. I licked Yolanda's vagina. There you go. Woo!
There you go. One upper. Check us out at podtalkers.com.
iTunes, RFM.
Email us at podtalkers@gmail.com.
Don't forget to yeah, we're all
that good shit. We're having a good time. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace. Thank you, TC.
Thank you.